Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
We have the great Chris Ann Hall on. I'm so glad you're joining us. How are you, Chris Ann Hall?
I am fantastic. How are you all?
Excellent. I want to hear about your week last week.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you what.
Okay.
It's like crazy lifestyle around here these days.
Oh, I bet. I can only imagine. So I've just got to hear what you were doing in D.C.
Well, it's... Okay, so let me just put off the beginning here.
Okay.
You know I'm not a Trump sycophant, right?
Right.
Right.
And I am, you know, one of the first to jump in and say when he's doing something wrong, but I'll also say when he's doing something right.
And I think
like
that's
this,
great.
For example, yeah, this trade agreement that he's made with Mexico and Canada. Oh,
mm-hmm.
My goodness.
It's awful.
Kate.
It's a nightmare. It's a constitutional nightmare. I'm with you.
It is. It is. That's exactly what I called it. It's a constitutional nightmare, an abomination. It is NAFTA on crack.
Yeah.
I can't believe how we're being sold out to foreign law.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Kate, that this piece of this treaty,
mm-hmm.
which is not a treaty yet because it's not been ratified by the Senate,
mm-hmm.
but this agreement allows five people,
right,
to make laws to be enforced on American people.
Yeah, yeah. We get to go to a committee.
a committee of five mm-hmm. people, two of which are citizens of the United States, three are foreigners.
Well, that comforts me.
Three out of five in a five-person committee are foreigners.
Yeah.
Who, by this treaty, have the alleged authority to create laws mm-hmm. and regulations governing the American people, their property, and their businesses.
Yep.
But the American people have the right to say, no, thank you. We're not going to pay attention to those laws, right?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. They're supposed to. We don't even have the opportunity. We have the duty to. Our governors mm-hmm. have to tell the federal government, go fly a kite. You're not enforcing that here, and we're not going to help you enforce it either. So that's what we have to do. But anyway, Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a faith leaders conference. It was a very small committee meeting where the Trump administration had pulled together faith leaders that were specifically from the I-4 corridor in Florida. Apparently, his administration is holding a bunch of these meetings within critical districts, because I-4 corridor in Florida is where the change in voting takes place. If you're not familiar with Florida, I-4 corridor is the interstate that runs from the west coast Tampa
mm-hmm.
through Orlando all the way to the east coast of Florida. So it bisects Florida from the north to the south.
Okay.
Hmm.
North of the I-4 corridor is red.
Mm-hmm.
South of the I-4 corridor is blue.
Okay.
It's just totally settled. So it's that middle swath of Florida that dictates the swing on where Florida is going to go.
Okay.
And so I suspect that's why he chose faith leaders from the I-4 corridor area, because we're the swing area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to come to represent constitutional issues.
Okay.
And I was really excited. JC and I both were invited to go. We went. And let me tell you, what I learned was extremely encouraging.
Ooh, that's
good. Now, I know that Donald Trump has really bad stance on guns, but remember, he's a New York moderate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
New York moderates are not constitutionalists.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And by the national definition of the word conservative, they're not usually conservative either.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So his stance on gun control is very typical of the New York moderate conservative area.
Okay.
So what I learned is that Donald Trump, his administration, is very, very focused on restoring the principles of religious liberty in this administration.
Amen.
He has, Kate, listen to this. He has a faith leader in every single executive department.
Wow.
Whoa. I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, it's impressive.
And these faith leaders in every single executive department are tasked with ensuring that the execution of the laws of the federal government within their department are faith neutral.
Ooh, I'm going to stop you right there. I cannot wait to hear the rest of this. Some hopeful news. I'm actually super excited about this. We'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney. We'll be right back. Don't miss this next segment coming up.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Tell the truth to yourself, and the rest will fall in place.
Boy, simple message. Tell the truth to yourself, the rest will fall in place. I love that from the Yvette Brothers. So welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, and we're sure glad you're listening in. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com to get all the podcasts, the recorded versions of this show, so you can listen and share those with friends and family. I'm also on iTunes as well. We're all over the place. And on Facebook, it's The Kate Daly Show, and on Twitter, it's The Kate Daly Show as well. You can also email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. We have the great Uncle Milty's back, and I'm so glad about that. He wasn't feeling good this week. I'm so glad he's back with me. And also, we have Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional expert and attorney, who just visited the White House. The Chris Ann Hall show is amazing. If you're not listening to it, shame on you. You need to listen to that show, because that is truly where we become true Americans in understanding our Constitution. And she can do it like nobody else's business. So please, please, I'm so glad that you were at the White House. I cannot wait to hear about this experience. Give me the one-minute recap, Chris Ann. So if somebody's just joining us right now, what you just said going into last break about the faith leaders in each department, please. That'd be great.
Yes. Okay. So Donald Trump has faith leaders in every executive department, and their job is to make sure that the rules and regulations are in place so that the execution of the laws are faith neutral.
Wow,
and
nice.
I think that's really, really encouraging. And so we got to learn. Now, let me tell you.
Okay.
All of this is under the understanding that I had to go up there knowing, right, that the federal government doesn't understand the limits of the federal government.
Right. Right. Okay? Yes.
So
yes, yes,
there are certain things that I knew that I wasn't going to be able to fix walking in the door. But when you're standing in the midst of a category, of the catastrophe of a Category 5 hurricane, do you either say, okay, it's all lost and walk away from the land, or do you look around and say, okay, we can fix this, let's start with this piece?
Amen.
Right?
This is why my expectations in D.C., if somebody gets in, I applaud what goes happy, what goes good us and our liberty, because you might not be able to solve everything because it's such a swamp.
That's been my argument forever.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
See, here's the problem with that. You know, you have people that go up there and they're like, well, we can't fix this right now and I can't do anything about it. Well, here's the thing. You pick your thing that you can fix and then don't make everything else worse.
Amen. Thank you. That's brilliant. Yes, thank you for that.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you find your place, your niche, what your call is to dig in and get it fixed.
Right.
But don't vote for the stuff that's bad just because you're there.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. I totally agree with that. And yes, absolutely. And that's why when you started this out, you were talking about the treaty, that treaty that ruins our sovereignty. Not good. It was horrifying. It is a constitutional nightmare. And you're exactly right. Yet what he did, what he's doing in Syria, I applaud. And so a thinker says to themselves, I like this. This isn't okay. This is good. That's not good. Why in the world do we have to have labels like extremist, a never Trumper, or you're a Trump, you idolize him. There, what happened to us? We're in those extremes.
You know, because we've been taken over by the ignorance of tribalism. Well, first it was ignorance, and then we resort to tribalism because we are not taught how to think anymore. And you know, 140 characters is our maximum attention span.
Thinking capability.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
But
so what happened?
Anyway, I learned that Donald Trump is doing a lot of great things to restore the religious liberty aspect of the execution of laws within our government. And that was very, very encouraging. Now, I had to, you know, I mean, they have their government grant programs and stuff like that. So I sort of had to shake my head about that.
Right.
But here's the really, really encouraging thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been invited back.
What?
Wow.
No way. Oh, that's awesome. Yes. You're going to have such impact. So tell me about that.
Casey and I are going back. We were invited to go back to another Faith Leaders Conference on November 6th.
Wow.
And
so proud of you. That's awesome.
The head of the Faith, I don't know what her job title is, but she is the coordinator for all of the Faith leaders in the administration, called me because I did a follow-up email with her and some of the speakers, and I sent a couple articles that I'd written and asked some questions because we didn't have a lot of time to interact with the speakers and ask some questions and for some guidance and some feedback. And she called me and she said, I'm really, really intrigued by your articles and here's what I want to do. I'm really excited to know that, you know, you've accepted our invitation to come back in November and I want to set up a specific meeting with you and our faith leader with Health and Human Services and our faith leader in the Department of Labor.
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm glad to hear this. I am so glad to hear this because you're just going to have more and more impact.
We're going to be working on a specific project that I don't want to talk about yet.
Okay. Okay.
When I get back after, when I come back after November 6th, that would be a Wednesday, November 7th.
Okay.
When I'm on the air at the Kay Daly Show on November 7th, I will tell you what we're about.
Talking,
you know, I hate being all secretive, but you realize that there are saboteurs out there.
Yes, I was going to say nefarious, nefarious people at work. And so I totally understand. This isn't about keeping something secret from, you know, this is about protecting it from getting, you know, annihilated. So.
Schiff does.
Really, really huge.
Yes.
Really, really huge life changing issue.
Oh my gosh, you must be so excited.
And I think that we can have a really valuable impact.
Wow. I'm just so thrilled.
So if you know anybody that wants to help us, you know.
Yes.
I mean, because all of this is coming out of our pockets.
Oh my gosh.
So if anybody know anybody who wants to help us get to Washington, D.C.
It would be the best money
airfare,
spent.
Hotel, that sort of thing. Just send them to chrisanhall.com and they can give us a donation and help us get there. If anybody has
what a worthwhile thing.
At the Trump Hotel.
Yes, yes, it is beautiful. That is, I've stayed there. It's a beautiful hotel. And let me tell you, this is a worthwhile cause. When we help each other, and I know how much impact you can have, and you are one strong gal. Let me just tell the audience, and I know you all know that. I'm preaching to the choir, but oh my gosh, if there was anybody that needed to be in D.C., it would be you to help fix some of these things. Please support Chris Ann and go donate to get her there. Please,
how long is your stay this time?
We're just there for we will get there early Tuesday morning. The conference is Wednesday morning, afternoon, I can't remember.
Okay.
And then we fly back on Thursday morning. But we will, I will be meeting with the Health and Human Services Faith Director and the Department of Labor Faith Director, sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday to talk about these issues.
That is just
That's great. By fantastic. This time next
year. I've already been in communication with the Department of Labor guy, and he's really excited about, you know, sitting down and talking about this. And I'm excited because it's crazy, Kate.
I know.
Chris Ann Hall from Florida has these people in Washington, D.C. that are emailing her.
That's
and they're like,
awesome.
Chris Ann, we're so excited. We get to talk to you. And I'm
oh,
like,
my
what?
Gosh. Oh, girl, you deserve this. Come on. You've been traveling around the nation for, what, a decade and a half? I mean, come on. This is amazing. And you needed to be there years ago. And so I'm glad they're finally discovering you. And you are the Category 5, girl. I'm actually really excited.
That's funny.
I do. I think, man, they don't know what's about to hit them. I think it's awesome.
We just have to trust the Lord's timing on this.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's fantastic.
Well, and I'm so excited that the impact is coming through faith leadership.
I think so, too. Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's just reinforcing
yep.
my faith as well, to know
yeah.
that, hey, look, God is still in charge, and he still loves us, and he still is giving us opportunity and spaces to do the right thing.
Amen.
Boy, that's so
say a prayer for us.
Oh, absolutely.
And
help you out.
Us, go to chrisannhall.com.
What a worthwhile.
And I'm not kidding. I want to stay in the Trump Hotel.
No, it is. It is truly amazing, and you really need to. And, yeah, in fact, I rarely talk about that trip there, but it was worthwhile. And I'll tell you something. You can have impact in so many ways, and they need you in D.C., and they really do, and they really need to hear this wisdom. And I applaud what you're doing. I think it's amazing that you're willing to go and willing to do it. And, yeah, you are the Category 5. They don't know what hit them, and they're about to. And I think that's I suspect that you'll be called back again and again. So I'm happy about that. That nothing makes me happier. That's great. Awesome.
Well,
I love this.
Lord willing, and I'm just grateful for the opportunities.
Right.
I'm grateful for the love and confidence that I get from you guys and everybody out there that supports us and you know,
right.
knows what we're doing.
Well,
I mean, for 10 years, this will be year number 11.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kate, if you had told me 11 years ago that this is what I would be doing,
your life's
I would have
work.
Told you you're nuts.
Amen to that. Yeah. I know what you mean. You know what? It's so true, though. And I think, you know, you've obviously found your calling. And I think that this is you. I can tell how energized you get and excited when you're talking about liberty, and you can just hear it and you can feel it from you. And I think that that's so authentic and sincere. No wonder they're having that reaction to you. And I think that's a very, very powerful thing. We have to stop doing this, seeing everything in a negative light or seeing everything in a positive light, and really understanding how to think about each individual issue and what needs to happen and what we can do to help, and that nobody is the broad brush stroke. We've got to keep thinking about stuff. Painting people in extremes, this is not helpful. And so,
right.
you know, I actually love that you'll go there, because I know when you're there, you're going to recognize all those problems. Of course you are. That's who you are innately, but you're also there to address and see what you can do to help. That's
right.
the amazing part of what you're doing. So, you know.
Well, there's a Jonathan Witherspoon's one of the founders of America. He's actually one of the first presidents of Princeton University. And he mm-hmm. said, never was there an instance where religious liberty was lost and civil liberty maintained. And so that's why I said that I'm really excited about doing, you know, being involved with this from a faith perspective,
mm-hmm.
because the restoration of freedom of conscience, and this is not just religion, this is freedom of conscience, is every aspect of due process, it's every aspect of speech, it's every aspect of rights, and restoration of the freedom of conscience from government control and manipulation and political correctness and
mm-hmm.
influence of majority senses is
right.
what America needs to feel that spark of liberty again.
Yeah. And you know, that's what's so contagious. When people say, well, all you guys do is talk about it. No, actually, when you're educating about it, it's like that video. I told this to Uncle Milty too. It's like that video where the one guy starts dancing on that field and everybody's sitting there watching him. One more person joins, and then all of a sudden you've got all these people joining in with this crazy guy dancing. It reminds me of that video that went viral, because we don't realize that once you can catch some momentum, once you catch a wave and you ride
right.
that thing in, it's amazing what can happen. But we have to get that momentum. We have to.
And, you know, people are like, oh, Chris Ann, you're not going to make any difference. Nothing's going to change. Everything's just so crooked up there. I was like, mm-hmm. you know what? So what?
Mm-hmm. So what?
Maybe nothing will change.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go to my grave saying I didn't even try.
Amen.
Because I don't want to be remembered by the future generations. As
right.
somebody who just sat back and made excuses, I'm going to be in their face, and they're going to do what they do in spite of me. They're going to have to step over me, knock me down, and walk through me in order to do what they do.
Man, if I had a mic, I'd drop it right now, but I'm on the radio, and I can't do it. You know what? Frustration. Mic drop completely, because you know what? I also feel that one day we're all accountable to our maker to tell them what mm-hmm. we did for our own liberty. And you know what? When you right. can say, I tried. I did yep. what I could. If we were all able to say that, I would feel much better about things.
Well,
go ahead, Uncle Milty.
The Bible.
Kate, I don't think I'm just going to try it.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I believe it. I believe we're going to do it because I believe, I mean, look at where we came from and where mm-hmm. we are and the miraculous ways God has set up these relationships and these opportunities. This stuff doesn't just happen, you know,
yeah.
out of nowhere. And I can't yeah. believe that my God would not set up something like this for it to fall on fallow soil.
Thank you, Uncle Milton.
You know,
yeah,
the Bible
sure.
tells us that it is our conscience that reveals God to us.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I sure appreciate you, Chrisanne. And I love your sentiments because I think all of us need to have that moment where you go, what have you done for your own liberty and for the liberty of those around you and your family and your loved ones? What have you done? And if it only is going into a voting poll for 15 minutes, you know, once a year, mm-hmm. something's wrong with that. We have got to be a society right. that is more invested in our own liberty and stop just enjoying the fruits of that liberty. So...
Well, you remember that song that I introduced you to while we were, when I came into the studio about Nora Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Jones,
yeah,
American
yeah.
Anthem.
Yeah. I love that
song.
And
that's song. Exactly how I feel right now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. What great news. Thank you, Chrisanne
yep.
Hall. Go to chrisannehall.com. Help her to get to D.C. And please rally around her. We really need her in there. Thank you, Chrisanne. Chrisanne Hall Show. You're amazing.
Yep.
Thank
God
you.
God
thank
bless.
You. All right. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.